All aboard Florida wants to build more rail lines in the Treasure Coast and North Palm Beach County. Brevard County Attorney Kendall Moore, speaking on behalf of Crack Technologies, says he supports the project and believes a commuter rail system will promote economic development in the region.
All aboard Florida also represents an efficient alternative to highways and is important to coping with Florida's anticipated growth in population.
Also in favor, Port Canaveral's Jerry Sampson. He says economic growth always follows good transportation infrastructure.
Brevard's leaders and citizens recognize this potential and support the All Aboard Florida project in order to better connect Miami and Port Canaveral's premier cruise operations with Florida's other top tourist centers.
But not everyone is on board with All Aboard Florida. The privately funded rail system has drawn criticism and concern on issues about safety, zoning, development, and land use. All Aboard Florida predicts 32 trains will run daily through the Treasure Coast beginning in 2017. It's asking the semi-governmental entity, the Florida Development Finance Corporation, for nearly $2 billion in tax-exempt bonds. But Republican Representative Marilyn Magger of Tequesta is against the funding.
It is still unclear to me and to all those involved how FDFC could move forward with this agenda item when we have not seen any ridership numbers or any financial data that would suggest that this project could be successful or beneficial to the Florida economy.
All Aboard Florida's primary opposition has come from Citizens Against Rail Expansion in Florida. Also known as CARE Florida, it's a coalition created by local community leaders, organizations, and residents in South Florida and the Treasure Coast. For WFSU News, I'm Vanity Duran.